This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkey agreed Thursday to a 120-hour ceasefire in its assault on Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. That's according to U.S. Vice President Mike Pence in an announcement in Ankara. This is after extensive talks with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo headed to Turkey Thursday to push Erdogan to stop the attacks. After hours of talks, Pence made this announcement.
And today, I'm proud to report, thanks to the strong leadership of President Donald Trump and the strong relationship between President Erdogan and Turkey and the United States of America, that today the United States and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria.
Pence said that Turkey has agreed to pause its assault for 5 days, while the U.S. facilitates the withdrawal of Kurdish fighters from a large swath of territory that stretched from Turkey's border nearly 32 kilometers into Syria. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump spent Thursday in Texas rallying to drum up support from his base in a state that until recently can be counted on to vote Republican, but may be shaping up to become a battleground state. Speaking in Fort Worth before participating in a roundtable with supporters in a fundraiser luncheon in Fort Worth, Mr. Trump called the ceasefire an incredible outcome and something they've been trying to get for 10 years. Next year's Group of Seven Leaders Summit will be held at one of President Trump's properties in the U.S. state of Florida. And making the announcement on Thursday, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney defended the site's election process. However, the House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler is calling the selection of Mr. Trump's personal property for the meeting.